Good morning, y'all. This is Ellen Britt, the Influence Doctor from MarketingChi.com. Happy Valentine's Day. Listen, I was thinking more about this topic of influence, and today on my way back from driving my child to school, I decided to drive through and pick up a something to drink for breakfast, and I went through the drive-in window of this particular restaurant and had got my order, and the person behind the counter handed me a flower, a carnation, a single beautiful flower, and said, "Happy Valentine's Day." Now, this was totally unexpected. I like this, their service anyway, but to get a real flower, a living flower on Valentine's Day as I drove through just to pick up something to drink was very unexpected and influences me. It influences me because I think kindly of them. It brightens my mood. I can take the flower home and put it on my desk. It's a tangible reminder of their caring. So when you're thinking about your clients and customers, keep in mind that doing little things can mean a lot to people. It really, really doesn't take very much to make people happy. You don't have to go over the top to really do something that's going to have your customers thinking fondly of you. What little things can you do, especially if they're a surprise and are unexpected, that you can just give your customers and clients that will just make their day? So think about that. It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day, although it's nice when it's associated with something like that. But how can you surprise and delight, and in the words of Guy Kawasaki, enchant your customers today? So think about that. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all, and I'll see you tomorrow. This is Ellen Britt from Marketing Chi, the Influence Doctor. Bye, y'all.